right, we're back with the title of the episode, the reason that you are here today. One client pays for your entire podcast. Sounds maybe too good to be true. It is true, but there's really two sides to it. So there's that side, which is how you get the podcast paid for, right? Which we're going to talk about. And we have all the numbers to back it up as well, because we could be just lying to your face. And then there's the other side, which is the sponsorship side. Do you want to tie it? Why don't you tie it that this title to sponsorship and why that is actually what we're talking about today?
Yeah. So that's like kind of the holy grail, is someone else paying for your podcast or paying you to podcast. Typically, most people look at sponsorship to be the only way that this can happen. What Ryan and I kind of discovered the other day was that really sponsorship in a different way could be just a client that you get from your podcast that pays you for services, becomes sort of a patron of the podcast, right? It's not directly tied to it, but the money is still the same, right? So a $600 sponsorship is pretty difficult to land. Even a $50 one would come with strings, and you're going to have certain milestones that you have to hit, or not milestones, but certain levels of engagement that you have to hit. Getting a client to pay you $600 even a month for consulting is not super unheard of. So really, we're just shifting that framing from, I got this, and maybe even better, the guy listened to the podcast, and then that's how he became your client, right? That's kind of the same thing. And a few steps removed from sponsorship, I listen to this, I like it, it makes sense, I want this to be part of my business, my, you know, whatever, my coaching. That's a form of sponsorship as well. So really, we're just breaking down the image of sponsorship being the only, first off, being the only way that you can pay for it, or that you get paid for it, reach that nirvana, and what sponsorship really is. You know, it could be clients saying yes to your services from the podcast content that they've consumed.
And we're not anti-sponsorship. We are pro you, right? So meaning you as the host or business owner. Let's talk about the mindset a little bit, because it matters. And of course, really the work, right? Okay. You are creating a podcast. That is a service, because you are asking people not to trade you money for your podcast, but to trade their time, which is more valuable than money, because you can always get more money. But you can't always get more time. You can't ever get more time. The time that you have is the time that you have. So you're already selling. And to then go, hey, I know you're here for, you know, this podcast because I'm here and my guests and, you know, the value we bring. But do you need a new mattress cover? That disconnect is like, it's awkward almost 100% of the time. So versus saying, hey, you listen to this podcast, maybe because of the guests, maybe because of the co-host, because we bring you value. We actually have a service, right? That is this service, like what you alluded to, right? Which could be $50 a month, could be $600 a month. So imagine you have a service, right? And most people listening, if you're listening to this, you're probably a business owner anyway, right? So you already get this whole thing. But the podcast, there's two reframes here. Number one, the podcast is not just your media. It's an intro to your services. It's your free tier, right?
Yeah.
Reframe one. Reframe two makes a lot more sense for you to be the sponsor, quote unquote, in your services than it does for 8Sleep or BetterHelp or AutoZone. So those are the two reframes that we're really bringing to the table here.
Yeah. And we can even talk about the sponsors that you brought up are not going to be sponsors that reach out to podcasts that are starting from zero. Those are sponsorships that you see on celebrity podcasts, which is cool because that's a whole different place from where we are, right? You also brought up that really the business that you run can be your sponsor. And honestly, past running ads, we should be evangelizing the philosophy, the services, the business, all that stuff. That should be the main sponsor. And money going through that can be your sponsorship. So I think that's like a 1B reframe there as well. To add on to that is like, that can be your sponsorship as well. And you're not selling real estate from your own podcast to another person's business. You're right about the mattress covers and that taking people out. But in actuality, it may be something more in your industry where you're saying, hey, check out this person's business. It's not going to be something, it's not going to be a grapple grommet. It's not going to be liquid IV or something you can, I guess, hold in your hand. It's going to be something more substantial. And those sponsorships are, like you said, they're jarring. They take people out of it. And it may be the case that they take potential clients away from you. Taking a step back from all of this, like, sponsorships can be difficult to manage. You know, they could potentially have certain milestones that they want you to hit. They want certain levels of engagement. And all of this is going to be negotiated at like a careful rate for most of the sponsorships that you can expect to receive when you're getting 500, 600 views per episode. It's in the cents, not in dollars or hundreds or thousands of dollars, right? Like, it is a very small amount, and they're going to be making sure that they get their money's worth, like you would if you were going to put your brand or company on a baseball field, or, you know, like any sort of traditional like marketing. You would want to be like, how do I know that I'm getting something back from this? So I think that a lot of people, there's a long way to say that I think a lot of people don't realize that there is a lot that goes into sponsorships. It's not just like, sounds great, take my money. You know, there's a lot of...
Not that at all.
It's a clap.
Yeah. And of course, and no matter, and you're right. I mean, those are just the examples that people know. But yes, what would a realistic be a sponsorship for a business?
A real one. Yeah.
A business
for us.
Yeah. And for a business to business podcast, yes, it's going to be a software that is common in your industry. It's going to be a vendor, you know, that work somebody who, or a company that works with a lot of your clients just in a different capacity than you do. You know, it's going to be a, most of the time software, like most of the time use our discount code, or here, sign up for this free trial. I'm suggesting, now this is not something we thought about talking about on this episode, but I think it's actually important here to mention that affiliation is okay, right? So having affiliates, right? We have many affiliates, Authored Up, Captivate, Cast Magic, Folk, right? All of the software that we use in Ad Podcast Principles, our business, is our affiliates, meaning when I give you my specific link that says captivate.fm/principles, for example, might not be the actual link, then you click on that link, and now what's called a UTM code is assigned to you, right? And it follows your IP address. So when you then purchase, I get credit for that purchase, right?
But it's all tracked. It's all so tracked.
Yeah, I think
people forget that.
Weird.
But they don't know, which is fine. I mean, how would you?
But
it is all very carefully tracked to make sure that, like, is this getting me something from what I'm putting into it?
And
even affiliate links.
Yes. And don't think I'm going off the beaten trail here. I'm bringing this all back, which is, that's fine, because that there's no contract there, right? There's no contractual agreement. There's no, you need more downloads. It means, these softwares, I know you want them to be paying you $500 to $1,000 a month. Number one, they don't have that type of money, and they're going to want so much for it. It's better off that you just have a link that they give you a little bit of money every time you refer somebody over, right?
Yeah, and for what you bring in.
I make enough on affiliates every year to pay for that software for the year. That's awesome.
Free
software, right? I mean, Captivate costs me nothing every single year because they pay me, you know, a couple. I'm talking $200 a year here, right? Like, that times five softwares saves you $1,000 a year, and you don't have the sponsor, right? Or that company telling you, hey, can you say it like this? Here's the script. Hey, can you guys make episodes about that?
Yeah.
Hey, the numbers went down this month. Can you refund us half? So you don't have that happening. So that's the, if you know, you want the quick reframe or a potential way to get most of the benefits without having to do any of this, I'm totally happy with doing affiliates. Now, a real life example of somebody who could easily do sponsorships, even high level sponsorships. Dave and Paul, we've talked about them a million times in this podcast. Wealth Warehouse is the podcast. 150,000 downloads, thousands of monthly listeners. No matter when we have brought up the idea about sponsorships, whether it's at 30,000 downloads or now at 150,000, the conversation always goes like this. Are you interested? No, we're not interested. Okay, if I ask why, they're going to say, well, this podcast brings us business to our business, right? Why would we water it down with somebody else's business? And that's probably close to the way that they would actually say it, right? So that's a real life example of a podcast with hundreds of thousands of downloads and thousands of listeners that is deciding, I'd rather take the million that I earned than make a million selling somebody else's product.
Oh, absolutely. And they also would add to that they don't feel it's a really great addition for their brand. You can agree with this or not agree with this. Some people think that what they sponsor is very important. And I think that that is valid up to a point, but then, you know, you can maybe get a little too dramatic with it. But that's their conscious decision, is I don't want to bring anybody else in, or there's nothing that makes sense to us right now. We don't want to go and look for one. We want something to develop organically where this just makes sense for everybody and we feel good about it. And that's fine. That's definitely a way to go. And I think for their specific brand and their specific industry, life insurance, where you typically got your guy for, you know, that you're working with for the rest of your life, you know, and it's relationship driven. I think that can be kind of an important consideration. You know, there could be more people that have a more of a mercenary outlook, and they're like, I don't care, you know, as long as they pay me. You know, but people hate ads. So not the biggest movers here, but just things to consider. I think the mid-roll ad is either getting skipped, or if you are listening through it, you know, are you reading, you know, it's a tough, I just find it to be a tough thing to administrate, honestly. And you're bringing people in and you're turning it into something that has a whole different set of rules and things to do and responsibilities that, like you mentioned, an affiliate link is just so much easier. And the potential for you getting, you know, free software, a little bit of money to defray the expenses is still very high. I just think that really, like, sponsorships at the level that most people think of them for your comedy podcast, your Tim Ferriss's, right? Or, you know, there's like some big, like, you know, ESPN or, you know, some fantasy football podcasts, right, that are run by like big networks, like they'll have a movie, right, that there's like, you can't touch anything like that. You don't have sponsorships like that. That's something that we just, you know, we really have to consider, is that like, you probably need at least a couple years and some solid numbers that are positive and improving. And it's a complicated process. You're going to have to learn how to package your audience. You're going to need to show like growth and present this opportunity to someone. It's not a very simple thing. So I think really the idea and getting there is just, it's light years apart. So just try to disabuse that a lot. Yeah. Be like, focus on getting clients, focus on, you know, mining new areas of your industry. Like, oh, actually I can help pharmacists, you know, stuff like that. I feel like is just so much more of an efficient use of your time. And the result's the same. It's the same, right? Whether you get it from BetterHelp, $800 a month, or, you know, you get a client over four episodes or something, they listen to four episodes and now he pays $800 a month, whatever it may be, or two guys pay 400. It's all the same stuff. I look at it that way. So if that cleans it up for some people, great. You know, that's what we're trying to do. Is make that just different, that we just don't need that. We can look at it a different way. And like I said, those dollar amounts are the exact same, you know, the result is the same.
No need to start another business. If you're taking on sponsors, that's a different business. If you wanted another, all you wanted to do, right, is have 12 businesses. It's like, trust me, I don't think anybody listening to this, including myself, wants to have another business. One is enough. And it's, you know.
And this is complicated. This is a complicated media to feed and water.
The fluctuations of literally uncontrollable algorithms every single day. And it's like, of course, podcasts, Spotify, as you know, Apple, there is no real algorithm. It gets sent to the audience every time, but it could change at any time, right? YouTube changes every single day. So then you're saying, hey, I want to be at the mercy of the weather, you know, just that's my business. If it shines, I make money. If it rains, I lose money. You know, this is the same thing, right? Another podcast comes in and it's with the same topic and it's bigger than yours. There goes all your sponsors, right? Just because they had some more capital to put into it. Even anything could happen, right? It literally is a business. It's the same as having a business, but worse in this case, because your product is at the whims of algorithms, right? So yeah, there's all those caveats on top of it. Moving from there as to, okay, I get it. The sponsorship thing is, people put it on a pedestal. It's really realistically not that cool. Also, by the way, it's not that much money. You're not, even if you had 500,000 or 1 million listeners, you still wouldn't make that much. You would make way more with a business. Okay.
Right.
you know, we
get. Oh yeah, the scale is insane.
Yeah.
It's pennies on the, it's like pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
Seriously. I think there's even websites that you can go and shop at, like they'll have like listings where they'll say if you're, do you remember these?
Yeah, I've signed up for them before.
Ryan, where we, you could go and like, they'll give you like, this is how much you get if we can get like 500 clicks. I'm butchering it, but they would have something like that. And it's like a quarter.
It would be like $1 a month you would get, you know, like, or like, oh, at the highest level, you might make $20 a month. You know, it's like, those were the actual numbers, which is insulting. So to say the least,
something and like, that's cool. Follow your dreams. But most people look at this is the way that I pay for my podcast and make a little cheddar on the side. And that's just so not the case.
No, it's not realistic.
We're bordering on delusion, you know, because it's just never happens. We haven't seen it personally outside of, I will add this, you know, if they're attached to a company or if they have like a friend, you know, that they've got their own shingle for one reason or like there's stuff that, but that's like inside, that's just sort of stuff that already existed through relationships that they already had. I'm talking about somebody just walks up and they take a look at your podcast and they go, I like this. This looks pretty good. You got a good audience here, some good views. I think I'll give you $10 per episode if you do these. Like, that's what we're talking about. Just somebody walks up and they're like, this could be great. Yep. Those are the levels that you're, you know, but if you're like, that's cool, I'd love to have a sponsor, that'd be so neat. It's sort of like I like my own news radio show or something like that. That's fine. But, you know, most people are like, I need this to like to cover my nut here because, you know, I'm like bleeding cash or whatever from the production.
Yep.
So, yeah, like put that to the side or be like, this is going to be something you look at 2 or 3 years in where you're like a wealth warehouse where you can say, I've got 100,000 lifetime listens. And this is what I consistently get per episode, over 200 episodes.
Yes.
That's harder to pitch at 20 or 30 or 40. You know, it's just, it's not enough. Right. And so many people are liable to chill out and just stop making it. So kind of tangented that, but just it's, like, it's frustrating.
It might
like,
seem-
it really, I wish there was just like, or info about it.
Yeah, it might seem
people
like,
could realize like, oh,
it might seem like this is an idea that we're just like just shitting on. This is a big deal. Like, you get into contracts with these companies too. Like, you're, this is not to be messed with. These are huge legal teams. Like, this is not, there's a reason why this is a whole episode. Listen, you get it. Okay. If not sponsors, then what?
Yeah. Bring us back. Jesus.
then the rant is over. Then clients got you. Get it. What is the metric? Yeah. How do I know if my business is at the point where I can have my clients pay for my podcast? I would like to say between 1 and 3 clients, total revenue from those clients pays for your podcast for the entire year. So, for example, you sell a service. The service is $10,000 a year. Your podcast costs you $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, you're probably all set because that's not your only client. So you have 10 clients, $10,000 a year. That's $100,000 a year business. One of those clients can pay for the podcast for the year. You spend, in that case, $800 to $900 a month on the podcast. Okay, that's how we would do it. Those are the round numbers. I got those numbers from our numbers, which is, you know, we spend around $12,000 to $13,000 every year on the podcast. And then that is all of the marketing we do. And then that contributes to, comes down to about, you know, a $300 per customer acquisition cost to have a typically 25, you know, anywhere from 10,000 to 25,000 lifetime value clients. So those are the like boring, you know, marketing, CFO, you know, numbers that your accountant or bookkeeper or whatever needs to know. But you need to know it. If you're the business owner or you are a principal or you are involved in any way in equity in this company, you need to know. Or even if you're the marketer or the CFO, you need to know that as well. So those are the clear numbers, though. Basically, you want one client over the course of a year, what they pay you to be able to pay for the podcast expenses for the year. And then you're good. So that's kind of the barrier to entry there. And all of this, to wrap that up, is easier than if you were to do this whole sponsorship thing anyway. So
chasing after the money instead of just approaching it and saying, this is what I'm looking for. I'm going to wait till I get this guy that's going to be my expense cover for all the production. You know, again, just a different way to look at it and a way faster way to get to, in the examples case, $10,000, you get that, I don't know, what, hundreds of years faster than you would through a sponsorship? I can't imagine.
Oh my goodness.
Sully, you have, you know, 3 years to get $10,000 worth of sponsorship. Like, do you think you could even do it in 3 years? Five? Like, it would be such a grind versus just get one client that pays, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever it was, or $800 a month, and then gets that $10,000 amount. And then that's what you're looking for rather than the sponsorship. It's like a whole different reality, you know? Let the sponsorships come to you, and then you can judge it as a baller, right?
Yes.
And the other way around, typically people aren't super happy with that process or kind of what the result of that is. Because they don't treat you right with that. You know, they're like, you don't have much to show up. I'll give you, you know, to them, they could, and think about it from their thing. They could get someone that pays for their software $60, you know, a month for 10 minutes. Like, they just got $600 from you paying you 50 cents per spot. Right. Or something like that. So, you know, you kind of get screwed. You want it to be from like a position of like, I've got like a really strong audience. These are my guys. It's all in the Pennsylvania area. It's all lawyers that deal with dog law or whatever it is, something specific. And you're like, these are my guys. And then you're the gatekeeper to other people wanting to get in on your audience. I think that's a cooler down the line thing to look at rather than I need to get this first for this entire thing to begin. Another thing I'll add to just super fast, like you can add, if you do launch, you can add like for your inbound, like where did you, which is a common thing. This isn't like groundbreaking stuff. Most people, I get it. You can roll your eyes. Where did you hear us from? You can add the podcast, or, if you do like what we do, you can even say like, you know, I saw a clip on LinkedIn. I saw a clip on TikTok or whatever. That is just a super easy way to attribute those people that do, that maybe just get to the call, that maybe get to the next thing, that maybe, you know, abandon cart or whatever. Like, you can be able to get all that data and see like who gets to the finish line and who's coming from the podcast and what that actual dollar amount is. Then you can know where you're like, I got these two guys and this is $6,000 and this thing costs me four. Yep. I just paid for my own podcast. Like, these are my guys that are going to cover this expense. So you can do that and easily attribute that. And it's just a, you know, a drop down box, and people can just be like, that's simple. They answer that all the time. Where did you hear us from? So that's an easy way to track it. If you don't believe us, you can do it with your own, right? If you just are already doing your own once a week, add that, see what happens. See if after I got two or three contracts, and out of those three, two of them are from the podcast. Like, who knows? Could give you some insight.
No, that's great. And yeah, attribution, always need it for what we do, because it's everything we do is organic, right? So we don't have the UTM codes
and
all that stuff. And this is not the CTA's episode. This is a sponsorship episode. But to cover that before we get out of here, as to, okay, you said affiliates, you said I'm the sponsor. Okay, then how do I sponsor myself? Now, how we do it is, of course, we've done, you know, I'm glad we've done this test. I'll tell you right now, at least for us, the book a call, going from a podcast episode or a YouTube video to a book a call, it doesn't really work. It, because it's a huge disconnect, because you're going, hey, here's free value. And then you're going, hey, also, do you want to book a sales call? And they're like, whoa. So I suggest just put your lead magnet there. If you don't have a lead magnet, email list is fine. Create a specific piece of value that only your podcast listeners should consume based on your buyer journey. So they go from, they find you on social media, then they consume a bunch of posts, then they get to the podcast, they listen to the podcast, become a listener, then they sign up for the email list, then they go from email list to quarterly webinar, they go from quarterly webinar to audit, they go from audit to recurring service. Okay, right? So imagine that is your buyer journey, just as for an example. Then your call to action on the podcast to promote and sponsor yourself is probably something like an email list, something like a lead magnet, something that's free,
really
high value,
like
very gentle.
Yeah, it's always less than people think. And this is something that I definitely learned too, is like, it's less is always more with that. It feels like you need to get them on the call. They need to, but If they like it, if they go, oh, this guy's funny, I haven't heard this perspective, they will find a way. Even if you don't have the link, they will find a way. So I'm with you, Sully. I think it's good to nurture it very gently and just hit them with a bunch of free stuff. I know that people kind of roll their eyes at the give stuff, but it does help keep people connected, you know, that would otherwise be like, see you later, you know, just yep. a book a call link, I'm out.
Yeah.
Anything that you got, a course, right? An ebook is common. Audits, I think, are great. That's something that we've been doing because it's sort of low labor and you can just take your experienced eyes and look at something, and that's the value there, you know? And I enjoy, you know, being able to execute that easily, and then that's valuable to people. So audits, I think, are like a sneaky good one too. Like, let's not do a sales call. Let me check out what you got, you know? I'll give you some thoughts, right? It doesn't need to be crazy. Maybe it's just 4 pro bono cases a month, right? 30 minutes, you take a look at what it is and you give them some thoughts. There's lots to do there that I think is 4 book a call that's like kind of sneaky good that people are like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not just being sold, you know? Is the pressure point with that is like very subtle. Like, you need to feel around for that, you know, before you say like, all right, like let's do business, you know? It's good to just keep giving them stuff and letting them educate and putting them in that space to make the decision for themselves.
Yeah, keep giving stuff. That's, you know, that's how it works. When you keep giving stuff, they keep taking the stuff, you know? And that's just how it works. So people wonder like, hey, why is nobody booking, you know, a call? I mean, even myself, like, we don't book a lot of calls anymore because it's really hard to book a call. Like, if you open my Calendly, you don't want to book a call anymore because it's the real deal. Like, I have to, it's an intake form. There's actual, what's your revenue? What's your marketing spend? You know, what would you like to change in the next 3 to 6 months? Like, are you
ready? It's a real step forward.
It's a real step forward. So, and it's supposed to be, right? So that's how it works. Keep it simple. Keep it light. Keep delivering value. Keep giving stuff, right? And then we're good. And then guess what? When the time is right, they're going to hire you, or at the very least, you're going to be in the conversation. And that is the whole goal of doing every single thing we talk about here anyway. So you know the deal. Sponsorships, be your own sponsor. That's the highlight. There's other ways to do it. Affiliates, make sure you find creative ways to include those in there.
Affiliates first. I think that's such I think that's really low key, such a great idea. If you want to start getting some money immediately that you can use, even just for editing software for your podcast, the affiliate stuff is like, it works, man. A lot of these companies do Captivate that we use for audio distribution. Even Opus Clips is still kind of small. Riverside is still kind of small. You know, Zoom is bigger, right? Those are bigger softwares. You don't get that, like, you can like email the CEO. But these places, you can just be like, I love your stuff. And they'll say, great, the code, you know, and you'll be surprised like what they'll be willing to give you. Be like, all right, you know, awesome. If you can, you know, if every person you refer is X amount, right? So you can turn that on when you want to, but you're not beholden by an every episode thing. So I love the no strings approach of that, but still having the ability to get a little bit of cash. And then, just shifting that mindset to your sponsor is you. You're sponsoring your business. The podcast is sponsoring the business. It's the other way around. We screwed it all up.
Yeah,
that's what it is. So the podcast really is the sponsorship.
Yes.
You know, in the marketing sense, right? Like, that is a qualifying thing for your business, for your ideas, for your services, is, you know, kind of you in the flesh live. So really, looking at it like that is that, like, this is the sponsorship, and really the main product is your services, your actual products, people working with your business, you know, that's where you want them to go. So I think we just realized that at the end that, you know, that's really the thing, is you're sponsoring it. Come work with me. I mean, what else are we doing, right? Like, this is all the stuff I think about podcasting. And if you want, I can help you with this directly. So that should be the no. Now, don't go to BetterHelp or go to Liquid IV. Go to Podcast Principles, right? Because we're talking about podcasting here, not whatever it may be. I don't know, a lumber company.
Yeah.
It could be anything. So I think that's so important, is be your own sponsor first. Pay yourself first before you set up other people's clients and other people's sales, right?
I have nothing else. I have nothing else. Mic drop at the end. Jack coming through. I love it. Cool. that's it for this week. We've said enough. We have drank enough coffee, and we appreciate you always tuning in.
Yeah.
And the numbers, by the way, Jack, on the podcast are going up. So appreciate everybody tuning in.
The sponsors will be pleased to hear that the numbers
sponsors will be pleased. This episode has been sponsored by BetterHelp, Liquid IV, and 8 Sleep. So then you can.
Wait. Hold on. It's not. We're not doing BetterHelp anymore. I didn't see the. I'm looking at my account right now. I don't see the $2.50 deposit from them. So we're
It was $1.75. They actually bumped us down to.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead and go www.betterhelp.com/principles.
Yep. Hey, I'm actually Jack. I'm going to Venmo. I'll Venmo you the, $1.75 divided by two. I'll shoot that over. I'm going to shoot that over to you.
Well, yeah, divided by two. Cause we had to split it.
$1.75 divided by two. It's 87.5 cents. So I got that coming your way. All right, cool. I just sent that. I don't
round it up. It's 88 cents, but yeah, that's fine. We can talk about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. All right, cool. All right. Thanks, man. All right. Catch you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.